Hi, I'm Kerry, and in the present moment, the emotion that I'm dealing with and that I want to explore is being on the brink of excitement. And the project management technique I'm going to use to explore this emotion is called 5 W's and an H, or who, what, when, where, why, and how. In project management, this technique helps you to get really clear about what your project's all about. What are the who's, who's involved, what's it all about, when does it happen and where, and why does it happen, and then maybe most importantly, how. So thinking about this emotion, I couldn't find a word for this emotion, so if anyone thinks of one, then please comment below. But it's the idea of being on the brink of excitement. And this is my first blog post, my first present moments blog post. So I guess it sums up how I feel right now about starting this journey with you. So who? Who does being on the brink of excitement involve? Well, obviously me, myself. I hope that it will also involve you, people who listen to this recording, people who identify with that emotion. What? What does it feel like? Okay, so I wrote down a few words, and the first words I could think of were all seemingly quite negative. So being jittery and on edge, feeling quite vulnerable, feeling it's like fear. And then the next word I came to, I really like, it's called cusp, being on the cusp of something. Using that word at that point made me think of more kind of traditionally positive emotions. So being excited, feeling like something's going to happen, feeling in control of something happening, but also being kind of unknown about what's going to happen. It's exciting. And it's jumping into something. In my head, I imagined, I don't know if you've ever done this, if you haven't, do, it's really fun. So a hovering paintbrush over some water or some oil, loaded with ink, really highly pigmented ink. I imagined a kind of deep purple ink, kind of your paintbrush is full of that ink, and the bristles of that brush are soaked in that ink, and you tap your paintbrush and it drops into the water. And what happens next is the colour flows, there's a pattern that expands, you can't control it, it dissipates in the water and makes these beautiful colours. And if you drop a different coloured ink, then you can create these wonderful patterns. And cusp makes me really think of that loaded brush, that full heavy brush over the surface of the water that's calm, and just waiting for you to drop that ink and create those colours and make that pattern flow. So when? I'm feeling this right now. That's what this blog is all about, creating something that identifies what you're feeling right now. Right now for me it's the evening time, which isn't traditionally my best time of day. I'm better in the morning, but work's done. My children are not here. This is time for myself. I've chosen to do this. So this is happening right now. Where? I'm in my sitting room. I haven't unpacked my work stuff, which is, again, quite unusual for me because I was excited about doing this. I was on the cusp of something and I wanted to get started. My cat has been meowing and wanting food, but she's all sorted. I've got some lamps on. It's a nice, homely, creative environment. I feel comfortable and warm. Why? So this is quite tricky to identify why I feel like this right now. I love new things. I love getting started on things. Getting started brings me real kind of motivation. I'm excited. I feel like this is a test and experiment. There's no kind of outcomes. I'm not expecting anything from this. I just want to do it. There's nothing needed, really, apart from me being here and my computer. And that's really empowering for me and really kind of freeing to be able to do something that isn't kind of, I don't need to meet any targets and I don't need to make sure everybody else is okay. I can just do this for me and have some fun and enjoy it. So how? Well, the how is about identifying what you want out of something and then kind of working out how to get there. So I don't know, I want more of this. I love this feeling. It feels invigorating. I feel alive and I feel like my whole body is, you know, excited and ready for this, and I don't know what's going to happen. And maybe that's it, you know, maybe having that stretch that feels quite scary and feels quite difficult and feels, you know, maybe this is my first blog post. What if no one listens? Well, actually, it doesn't matter about that. I can just record it and it'll be fine. And I'm enjoying myself talking to you guys. So maybe that's something to take away from this. I did some Tai Chi at the weekend. I went to a Tai Chi class. I've never been before and I didn't really know what to expect. So I just kind of went and I thought I'd be okay. And my boyfriend was there with me, so that it's good to have that support. And I really loved it because I was watching the guy doing the movements, the instructor, and I found it quite difficult doing all the movements, very graceful, and you had to kind of follow his movements. So every time my mind wandered away, I had to come back to it, otherwise I'd, you know, fling my arms around and make a mistake. So it was kind of mindful. And maybe it's that kind of stretch into the unknown that doesn't feel, it's sort of pressure, but a good pressure. And finding pleasure in that stretch without an obligation to like be the best or achieve things for others or make it all okay for everybody else. It's just that brink of excitement feeling for me is, okay, I'm going to do this. I know why and how, and the reasons that I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this just to see what happens and just to be curious and just to get excited. And who knows what will happen next. Okay, bye for now.